second segment of this program on this morning here on the radio. All you people out there in radio land, a line I don't think I've ever said before, actually in my 5 years full-time in radio, I just said it right now. You are listening to an outdoors program hosted by me, Mike McFeely, and my guest is, he's almost a co-host. His name is Jeff Katzer. He's with Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats, and his appearances are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. And by the way, speaking of Warrior Boats, it's getting to be that time of the year. It was almost 40 on Thursday, Jeff, Wednesday in Fargo-Moorhead, and it has me thinking about open water, believe it or not. Even though I know there's still a good 6 weeks or more left of ice fishing season, I'm starting to think about splashing waves.
Well, my boat showed up. My brand new Warrior with my 12-foot Talon and new sexy colors. It's here. Oh, yeah. I'm going to look good this year in my Warrior.
When do you not look good? It doesn't, you know, Warrior boats make you look better. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, they enhance your appearance. There's no question. But in general, you look pretty good.
I'm a pretty good looking dude, if I must say so myself, because nobody else is going to. But no, I'm pretty stoked too. Yeah, I just showed up with the brand new 200 Verado on the back, killer. The brand new Mercury steering. It's just going to be great. I'm like you. But then I go to drill a hole. 37 inches of ice. Are you kidding me? So it's going to be here for a long time.
It's going to be there for a while. You know, there's a pretty good chance we're going to be ice fishing into April, I'm guessing.
Oh, I guarantee that we will. And you should see the people calling for Warrior boats. My goodness gracious, I think we're going to top what we did last year. We're selling them like hotcakes.
Fantastic. That's a good thing. I mean, the guys that started Warrior boats were kind of resurrected it from the ash heap, and it sounds like things are going pretty well.
They nailed it. They've gotten everything. Well, you know, and we had to gain the trust of everybody out there that was unsure, and, you know, they're back and they're just kicking them out. It's just a great time. I'll be at Bismarck this weekend, Minot, 2 weekends after that. So we're hoping to definitely sell some more. But
super, super, super. So we were talking earlier about perch fishing and how big they are right now. And you said that the walleyes are hot too. You said some people are getting some pike. One odd thing that you've mentioned to me a couple of times, Jeff, is that you're not catching any white bass this winter.
I'm not. I still haven't caught one. I don't know. Well, remember a while ago that biologist said pike and white bass are a little bit on the lower end, and so are the freshwater perch. And I go back to that biologist again and say, I owe you a Diet Coke. You were right. And a Snicker bar. I mean, he was right on the money. We're not seeing a lot of them in the houses. We're not seeing a lot of pike mixed in with the perch. And when you drill holes, it doesn't look like you took a pepper shaker all over the hole, and it doesn't, you know, the shrimp aren't really there. We're seeing the clouds of shrimp from time to time in the cameras, but I think that guy hit it on the head. And so, yeah, all right, our white bass numbers, from what I've seen. Now, this is just me, Jeff Katzer from Woodland Resort. This is just what I've seen. The white bass numbers here are a little bit down.
Hey, speaking of the clouds of freshwater shrimp, you mentioned last week that some guys had been seeing the shrimp on their underwater cameras and you hadn't yet seen it, but you told me off the air before we came on here that you have now seen the phenomenon. What's going on?
Yeah, I did get to see it, and it's just like he described. You're sitting there kind of looking, and you know, like how on a sunny day and a cloud goes over and you get that shadow? That's exactly what it looked like. It just normal, and all of a sudden like a shadow came in. And then in the screen, it almost looked like when you drive through a bug storm, those sand flies.
Yeah.
It looked like that hitting your windshield, except for it was hitting the camera. And they would be gone. And right behind them, it looked like a whole school of great white sharks coming. And zoom, the perch would come by. And you're like, well, why are they hitting my Haleys with a wax one? But then they would pick some up. I got to see it. It was pretty cool. I tried to video it. And with my iPhone, it just didn't come out right. It looked dumb, so I didn't post it. But okay. I'm going to try to get some video.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I do have some tips, too, that we need to work into this segment on how we're catching these perch, because we're doing something different again.
Go ahead. You got the stage. Go.
What we've been using, boys and girls, is normally we use the buckshots with a wax worm or a minnow head. It seems to be a little bit slower. This is what we're finding here. We've switched over to a Haley, if you can get one, the longer ones, a perch-colored Haley, with one wax worm or two maggots on it. And that has been working absolutely awesome. We have been not really jigging it, more or less almost a dead stick. And then we're getting a Rapala jig and wrap. It's a number three. It's 3/16 ounce. And we are getting those. That's a little bit bigger. There's a small one, then there's a second one up. We're using that, and we're putting 1 to 2 big waxworms on the dropper hook. And we are really ripping that up and down, and that really starts a commotion down there. And the fish are coming in and smoking it. Again, we're using Fire Tiger or that UV color Fire Tiger. I don't really know what they call it, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That has worked sensational. One thing we have tried on the small UV-colored buckshots, we're using a whole minnow on it. Not just a minnow head, not just a waxy, just a whole minnow on it. That is the only thing that has been working with buckshots for us right now within the last week and a half. This is what we've learned. So hopefully this will help you out. A small minnow on the 16-ounce buckshot, that's been working. And again, we're not ripping them like crazy. We rip the jig and wrap. But the other things, we just kind of dead stick them a little bit, 3 to 4 inches off the bottom. We've been getting the walleyes, big walleyes on these Haleys. And these Haleys, as well as you know, you've seen them, they got such little hooks on them. And I'm a nervous wreck watching anybody reel something big up with one of these. But it's been pretty good. And that's what we've really been catching them on. And it's been awesome. We've experimented with everything in the world, but that's what's working for us right now.
The one question I would have is if you have these huge clouds of freshwater shrimp down there, and there's billions of them, how do we ever catch any fish?
I know. I don't. And now, like in the beginning of the year, like when you were here, remember when we would catch the perch in years past, they would just be throwing up these things, and they weren't, but now they are. And they're a little different color. They went a little bit orangey color now, the shrimp did. That's something else, too, new that's we've noticed this year. But they're just gorging like crazy right now. And here's something else. If somebody can answer this and let me know next week or something, the big female perch, when you bring them up, they're already losing their eggs.
Really?
I don't know. Huh. Yeah. It's just something we've all noticed, or people in the with them in the buckets. Normally, they don't lose their eggs this early, but they're losing their eggs right now. A lot of them, like 50% of the ones we're catching, you bring them up. If you just like kind of grab them, just like a normal grab, your lap is filled with eggs.
Oh, so you got to be careful
or
have plastic across your lap or something.
Exactly.
So. Okay.
So there's something.
All right, Jeffrey, we got to run. Thanks, as always, for your time, and I hope to get up there as quick as I can, but I'm going to have some time because we're going to have ice for a long, long time. That was Jeff Katzer. Hey, earlier in the week, I had a chance to talk with Randy Kreil of North Dakota Game and Fish. We'll talk with him a little bit later in the show, so stick around and hear that. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. He can't even play.